Hello, friends, and welcome to season two of the Movement and Mindset podcast. If you're new here, my name is Jane. I'm a NASM certified personal trainer based in New York City, and I am the CEO and founder of the Movement and Mindset program, which is an online workout program. So I wanted to also do just like a quick catch up because it's kind of been a minute. So it's been an interesting year, as I'm sure all of us are finding, and I feel like we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I know New York has said that they're reopening completely in July 1st or June 1st. I think July, which is going to be so weird. I feel like I'm not mentally prepared for going back to normal life, even being outside. Now, if you're fully vaccinated, you can like not wear a mask if there's no one around and all this stuff. And even when there's no one around, I still feel like I'm doing something wrong if I take my mask off. Like, it's going to be such a weird mindset shift to get back into that normal life. So I'm really interested to see how this year goes and I guess how that transition works out. It is a lovely spring in New York City. We've been having kind of that back and forth weather where it's been like really hot one week and then really cold the next week. But today is like the most perfect weather I've ever had. It's like 64 degrees, or I've not ever had, but had this year, I should say. This is like the perfect day. It is like about 64 degrees outside, a little bit windy. So everything is beautiful. Flowers are blooming and my allergies have not been so bad. So all good things over here. On this season, what you can expect is more solo episodes. So this season, I'm going to be taking over the mic a lot more. Today's going to be a solo episode to kick us off. And I think like every other episode is going to be an interview. I'm pretty sure, God, I have the plan right in front of me. So every other episode this season is going to be an interview. And I'm really excited for some of the guests that we have coming on. We have a registered dietitian and a yoga instructor and lots of fun stuff. So get excited for that. And I hope you enjoy this episode and the episodes throughout the entire season. And if you do, please, please, please leave a review. It really helps the podcast and helps me understand what you want to hear more of. And yeah, so if you enjoy it, please leave a review. I would really appreciate that. And with that, let's go ahead and jump into the first episode of season two. Well, hello. We've got a lovely style and a high, you know. I've been riding on your mama's advice. If you tell me how to hike it. So today we're going to talk about what to do if you hate working out. I feel like a lot of the times that I talk to people who are interested in getting a personal trainer, or, you know, people just ask me questions sometimes, whether it's on Instagram or just at the gym or whatever. And a lot of people say that they have a goal or they want to get healthy or they want to get fit, but they just don't like working out. Totally understandable. I know that working out can be It's a personal journey. Everybody is going to have their own sort of story with that. And so I just wanted to put together this episode today to talk about some of the tips I have and some of the ways that I think you can reframe your mindset to actually find joy in working out. So first of all, I would start off by just figuring out what is your goal. So like I just said before, some people say that they want to get fit, they want to get healthy, but they don't like working out, right? But what is the goal? Because, you know, we can say like, I want to get fit, I want to get healthy, but that's going to look different for everyone. So finding out what that goal is and having a very clear goal for yourself is going to help you stay motivated. It's going to help you create a clearer plan and just like understand more of what you're doing. You know, it's like when you walk into a store and you're looking for a pair of jeans, if you have a clearer idea of the jeans that you want, it's a lot easier than walking into like Zara and it being like, oh, there are wide leg jeans and skinny jeans and jeans with a slit up the front. And like, there's so many options that if you go in with it being like, I want wide leg jeans. I want them to be long. I want them to be high-waisted. Then you can really narrow it down and then you can start creating a plan. And that way you only have to try on like three pairs of jeans instead of trying on literally the whole store. Am I the only person who hates jean shopping? I think that jean shopping is like absolutely like the worst thing to do. It is so overwhelming. And I feel like fitness can be the same way. So if you have a clear plan, it's a lot easier. If you're unfamiliar with SMART goals, this is the way that I like to structure goal setting. So SMART goals, S stands for specific, M measurable, A attainable, R realistic, and T is time bound. So a SMART goal, and there's a lot of information online about SMART goals, and some people change up the acronym a little bit, but it really all comes down to creating the same thing. And if you are interested in like going through your SMART goal, I actually have on my website, it's movementandmindset.com. There's a free workbook called Jumpstart Your Journey where you can actually like print it out and write in there and create a really, really clear goal for yourself. And then the thing that I would pile on top of that is finding a way to make that goal trackable. They say measurable, and I feel like measurable is a good start, but you also want to find a way to keep track of that goal. So like, for example, Grant and I were really working on consistency. We've kind of fallen off the tracks with this, but for a while we were really working on consistency. And so we got a calendar and we put it in our kitchen. And for every day that we worked out, we wrote our initial on the day. And we were both, I think he was trying to work out like five times a week. I was trying to like do a workout three times a week. So that is a clear goal, but also has a trackable method to it. Like there's a really simple and easy way to track it so that we can look back and decide, did we do the goal or did we not complete our goal? So the second thing is going to be figuring out your why. I think we hear this a lot, but it's a little complicated to actually explain or to help someone find, because a why is going to be so personal to you. It's going to be personal to your life experiences. I know for me, like my mom had breast cancer, and that's a big reason that I really focus on health, because they're finding studies that if you work out and you're healthy when you're young, that carries over to when you're old, and then you can avoid getting things like breast cancer, because that is something that runs in my family. But not everyone's going to have that same experience, and that's not going to hit as hard with other people. So I think that's why finding a why is, it's kind of like the phrase, listen to your body, where like everybody says it, but nobody ever tells you how to do it. So I did also put a section of that in Jumpstart Your Journey, and there's some journal questions. I find that journaling is just the best way. If you don't know your why, that's the best way, I think, to sort of start dissecting that and start finding out why you want to work out and why it's important to you. And so when you have that clear SMART goal and then a clear why for yourself, motivation comes a lot easier. The discipline comes a lot easier because you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I feel like a lot of people, when they start off, they're just, you know, I want to get healthy, I want to get fit, I want to do whatever they want to do, but they don't really know exactly what they want to do or why they want to do it. So the next big chunk that I want to talk about is that I see a lot of people who are saying that they don't like working out, but it might just be that they don't like the style of exercise that they're currently doing. For myself, I'm a great example of this, because when I first started working out, I literally just ran on a treadmill all the time. I would get on a treadmill and run long distance, which is funny to think about now, because I hate the treadmill because my brain doesn't turn off. So like I need to do something that's more like mind body heavy, because I like using my workouts as also like a meditative sort of thing. Is meditative a word? I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. So it's funny because like that, but also I hate long distance anything. Like if I'm going to do any kind of cardio, it is going to be interval training, because your girl just doesn't do long distance. It is not what I'm good at. So it's kind of funny to look back at that. And I think I would have said the same thing. You know, it's like I have this goals, but I hate what I'm doing. I don't like working out. But in reality, like I actually really enjoy working out. I just really, really hate running on a treadmill. But at that point, I didn't know anything different. I didn't really realize that there were a ton of other options out there besides, you know, to me, I knew like running on a treadmill or doing some kind of cardio and then strength training. And that was all I knew. I didn't realize that, you know, there's a million ways to do cardio and there's a million ways to strength train. I was very locked into it's either this or that. So what are you currently doing? And do you even like what you're currently doing? If you're a beginner, I know that you probably don't have a routine, or, you know, maybe you're just starting to get into a routine. And I feel like the fitness industry as a whole can be so overwhelming and so scary. Like, it just is. It's like learning a new language is what I always compare it to. And it can just seem like there's so much out there that you don't know and you don't even know that you don't know. But if you really wanted to learn a new language, like I always use French as my example. So if you really wanted to learn French and you go and you take your first few French classes, you wouldn't leave or quit or walk out because you weren't fluent in French, you know? So give it time and keep pushing and always, always, always ask for help. And if French isn't your language, that's okay. Like, again, there's a million different ways to exercise. So don't feel like you're stuck if like French doesn't work out. You know, like you can learn German or Spanish or Latin or literally anything. There's no stuckness in fitness. There's only the next option, the next style, the next trainer, the next workout program, the next thing. You know, there's no end to this. There's literally so many outlets. And we'll jump a little bit more into that at the end of this. Next thing, so I actually got this one because I polled you guys on my Instagram story and wanted to find out what you felt like was stopping you, or what was like stopping you slash your biggest excuse for not working out or not starting a fitness journey. And a lot of people, more people than I thought, because I knew that this was probably going to be in there, but this was like the biggest and most popular response that I got was intimidation. I didn't realize, I guess, that like so many people were dealing with feeling intimidated at the gym. And this is not just for beginners, because I know I used to always feel intimidated when I was joining a new gym. Like every time that I was walking into a new gym, it would take me like, I'd say like easily 2 or 3 weeks to start feeling comfortable, to start understanding where all the equipment is and, you know, how the vibe was for that gym. And that's just like, and I knew what I was doing, you know? And so if you're a beginner and you're joining a gym, like I know when I was starting at college and I would go to my college gym, like that was extremely overwhelming. So I totally understand that it can be scary for everyone. It's not just for beginners. It's literally everyone joining a new gym or a new workout class, or even just starting workouts at home. It can be intimidating. But something that I always like to think about is keeping in mind that you're there for you. And if someone else is going to like stare at you and judge your workout and just watch you work out the whole time, it has absolutely nothing to do with you or your workout or what you're doing or anything. It only has to do with them. And it says just so much more about them than it does about you. Something that I find helps combat this a little bit is following a workout program, like going in with a plan, whether you're following like a program someone else has written or you write your own program. I just feel like that can help so much, like with you feeling more organized, especially if you know kind of the layout of the gym. You know, you can be like, well, I only want to use dumbbells today, so I'm just going to do like a dumbbells only workout. You could do the same thing on a cable machine or with the barbell or really whatever it is. But you know, figuring out a way that you can just stick to one area and have a plan, know what you're doing, and that way it doesn't feel so overwhelming or like you're running all over the place trying to figure out what to do. I literally hate going into a gym and standing there and just looking around being like, okay, what do I want to do today? So writing it out beforehand, again, whether you're following something someone else has written or you just want to write out your own workout, but writing it out beforehand helps so much. I also feel like there are power in numbers, and going with a friend or working with a trainer or going to a group fitness class, like anything like that where there's some kind of guidance or just someone there with you, also just takes the pressure off and I think makes it way more fun. I think sometimes working out alone can be like hard. Hard to stay focused and hard to stay motivated. And, you know, I just think that also if you're with someone who enjoys working out and like has fun with it and is creative with it, then you can also learn new exercises and do new things. And it can just be a lot more fun than, again, just staring at a gym and being like, okay, what do I want to do today? So then the biggest thing to sort of end off this episode, and this is going to be just like a shorty little episode for you guys, is to reframe your mindset around fitness. So I touched on this at the beginning, but health and fitness doesn't follow any kind of rules. It doesn't look a certain way. It's just you. Like, health and fitness is literally whatever you want it to be. And I think we get so stuck in what we think health and fitness should be because of social media and just because of what's mainstream and, like, honestly, like, what sells, because I feel like all fitness Instagram accounts and like gyms and everything, I feel like they all look the same. Like, all the marketing looks exactly the same for every single fitness account. And that doesn't need to be what fitness is. I don't really know like where that style came from. I'd be curious to actually find out like who was the first person who created this look for fitness. I'm just gonna like describe it in case someone is like, Jane, what the heck are you talking about? But the look of fitness, where it's like the like high contrast, like sweaty, everyone is like super, super muscular and doing these like crazy high intensity workouts. I feel like in every fitness commercial, it's people like sprinting or like doing burpees or like lifting super heavy weight. And like, honestly, most people are not doing that at the gym every day. And you shouldn't be doing that at the gym every day. You know, you want to find balance in your routine. But I feel like we all get stuck in like, if I'm not doing that, I'm not healthy or fit. And that is absolutely not true. So fitness can really look like whatever you want it to look like. Fitness can be you going to a gym and PRing your back squats once a week or whatever. But fitness could also be going on walks every single day. It could be, you know, walking your dog around the park every single day. It could be doing yoga in your bedroom. It could be anything. It literally doesn't matter what it is, as long as it makes sense to you. Before I became a trainer, before I started working at Equinox especially, I feel like I had such a set idea of what fitness was. And it definitely fell into that category of that really ripped, high contrast, sweaty look. Like, that's what I thought fitness was. And I think that as I've grown as a trainer, one of the biggest things I've learned is that fitness really does look different on everyone. And again, the most important thing in fitness is just that it makes sense to you and that it makes you feel good and happy and energized and confident in yourself and doesn't make you feel like crap. Because I know myself, like, I spent a lot of years doing workouts that I didn't like and I felt like crap afterwards. I felt like crap during and afterwards, and I didn't even want to do them in the first place. Like, my whole mindset around fitness was just not great. And one of the coolest parts about my job now is that I get to help people figure out things that they actually enjoy doing and like that get them excited and get them hype and, you know, just teach people to feel more comfortable with fitness and just exploring new things. So I feel like if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling stuck right now in your fitness journey, it might be time to just think outside the box, think about what fitness could potentially look like to you. And remember that it doesn't need to look like what everyone else is doing or what anyone else is doing. It can be completely unique to you. And it's just really like looking in new places. It's looking beyond what's mainstream. There's a lot more out there. So again, this was just a quick episode to sort of welcome you back to Movement and Mindset, give you an idea of what we're all about here. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you listened to the whole thing, please leave a review and share the podcast with someone who you think would benefit from it. I'm really excited for everything coming this season. It's a little bit different than the last season. Last season, I did only interviews. I interviewed people for, I'm pretty sure, like almost every single episode. I might have done like a couple of solo episodes. And so this season, I'm going to be doing a lot more solo episodes, which I'm excited about. It's definitely out of my comfort zone. I feel like I'm like a very visual person. I love visual stuff. I love taking pictures. I love making videos. And I'm not super confident about using my voice. And so, which is why I wanted to start the podcast in the first place. It started as an audio journal for myself, and because I wanted to get more confident in using my voice. So I appreciate you listening to the podcast. It's definitely, again, out of my comfort zone, and I'm really enjoying pushing myself, and I'm going to be pushing myself even further this season by doing more solo episodes. Get excited for that. We're on this journey together. I'll also be sharing some interviews next week, an interview with my friend Joanna, the owner of Downward Cow, which is an online yoga company. She's coming on the podcast. In that episode, she shares so much information, not only about her company, but also just about yoga, like so much that I did not know was even a thing. She's so smart and literally just knows so much about yoga and is really passionate about teaching people the Eastern culture around yoga, whereas like we've really westernized, I don't know if that's a word either, but we've really westernized yoga and made it into this very like exercise workout sort of thing, which yoga is not just that. It's a lot more than that. So check out next week's episode. Check back, I should say, for next week's episode and learn all about yoga. It's a great interview and I'm really excited to be sharing it. So thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week.